Hello, hello, Suzanne here. So last month we talked about Dejung January and we focused in on this word saucha, which is one of the niyamas, which comes from the eight limbs of yoga. And saucha means purity or cleanliness. And we were focusing in on the cleanliness or purity of our physical space. So particularly our home, because we know here with On Feelings Fitness, we focus in on these three pillars, home, health, and happiness. And we also focus in on this idea of yoga and mindfulness for emotional well-being. So it was a perfect little fit of using kind of some yoga terminology to work on this idea of dejunking our home. We're still going to focus on the word saucha, cleanliness, purity, and we're going to talk about food for fuel and food for feelings. All right, so we know that we should be mindful of what we're eating if we really want to feel good, mind, body, and spirit. So what is mindful eating? Well, I like to think about it as, for starters, asking myself this question, is this going to make me feel good? Whatever I'm putting in my mouth, I ask that question. And, you know, it's a little bit, I know that I always talk about mindfulness being staying in the present moment. Well, for this one, for mindful eating, yes, when you are actually in the process of eating, you want to be mindful, you want to focus in on it. But with this, you also want to be aware of your future self. How is your future self going to feel after you eat whatever it is that you're eating? If you're eating a nice juicy piece of fruit, probably feel good in the present and feel good in the future. If you're eating, you know, a piece of junk food like cake or candy or whatnot, you may feel great in the present, but there's a good chance that you're going to not feel so great in the future, whether it's physically or mentally. You may have a stomach ache from eating too much junk, or you may just feeling in your mind, you know, kind of shameful that you ate something that wasn't really great for you. So this is a case of mindfulness being about the present moment and the future as well. But when you're eating an item and you want to be very mindful about it, maybe you want to close your eyes and really taste the food. And as you are kind of in that dreamland of really tasting the food, feeling the texture, you may even want to go as far as to think about where the item came from. And this can send you really down a rabbit hole if you're eating junk mindfully, because there's lots of stuff out there these days that really cannot be actually categorized as food. It's so chemically processed that it's hardly even food anymore. And I'll tell you what I've been reading this month, and it's really taken me down a rabbit hole, is Feeding You Lies by Vani Hari. And this is Food Babe, if you're not familiar with her. And she also has the Food Babe Kitchen now, which is an amazing cookbook, and I got my hands on a copy of that as well. So many wonderful recipes that I cannot wait to try. But the book Feeding You Lies is really gets to the heart of the way that, you know, some foods are processed and the way that they're marketed and all that kind of crazy stuff that really makes you kind of think twice about what you're putting in your mouth. So I'm not saying that you always have to eliminate these things from your diet, but just be mindful of the fact that you're better off having whole, real foods rather than anything that comes out of a package. Because oftentimes the items are very processed and a lot of times not even real food. So how about that for wanting to kind of make the switch to, you know, a healthier lifestyle? But we know too that food can play a huge role in our mood, understanding this idea of gut health. And gut health is really the balance of the microorganisms that live in the digestive tract. So the bacteria in the GI tract help our bodies process food and maintain kind of overall well-being. And the gut really now is being considered kind of like a second brain. And research has found a link between gut health and depression and anxiety. So being aware of the foods that really help that gut flourish can really help you maintain a good mood as well. So some of the foods that contribute to good moods, I pulled this list off of, actually it came from an Instagram post from Dr. Mark Hyman, who, if you don't follow along with him, he's fantastic for working on this idea of kind of healthy foods and how it affects the body and mind and really the spirit as well. So the list of mood foods that I found from him go like this. So zinc is helpful with mood: oysters, kale, broccoli, legumes, nuts. Magnesium from fish, avocado, dark leafy greens. Vitamin B from asparagus, leafy greens, meat, avocado. Omega-3 fatty acids, wild-caught salmon, probiotic-rich foods such as kefir, yogurt, and fermented foods. Just a list of some foods that if you want to focus on that food for mood, try and pull some of those into your diet. And we looking at kind of a yogic style of eating is an Ayurvedic diet, and you can certainly eat this way and pull from this list of mood foods as well. So like I said, last month we discussed this idea of saucha, meaning cleanliness, and this is how we're kind of incorporating this yoga, incorporating this idea of eating well into this idea of just being in the yoga world as well. So this Ayurvedic diet is a specific yogic way of eating, and it's been around for thousands of years, and it's just an eating plan that sets guidelines for when, how, and what you should eat. And it focuses on balancing different types of energy within the body, which is said to then improve the overall health. And in order to follow this Ayurvedic diet, you would find out which body type you are, which dosha. And there are three different doshas. I won't go into the details of that, but if you wanted to know more about this kind of yogic way of eating, you can go take a free quiz. Lots of them on the web. I like the one off of yogainternational.com. You can find out which dosha that you are and kind of just the way that you may want to eat for optimal health based on your body type. Again, it focuses really on eating whole foods, clean eating, and is a great way to fuel the body and feed the soul as well. So they really focus in within this diet too. It really focuses in on selecting whole foods. And something to consider when you're selecting whole foods is just this idea of eating organic. Now, I don't think it's necessary to eat all items organic. There is a list called the Clean 15, which are 15 items that had the least amount of pesticides, so you could probably consider the standard for those. But if you to make sure that you're not introducing any extra toxins into the body while you're trying to eat clean whole foods, you want to think about these Dirty Dozen. And the Dirty Dozen is a specific list that has been created. And the items on this list, you should really consider the organic option. So these items are strawberries, spinach, kale, nectarines, apples, grapes, peaches, cherries, pears, tomatoes, celery, and potatoes. If you choose to kind of follow this yogic way of eating, this Ayurvedic diet, then you probably are really into doing yoga as well, the asanas, the poses, and taking classes perhaps. So what would you eat before and after a yoga practice? Well, so before a practice, you might want to consider choosing snacks with simple carbs that are easy to digest, avoiding spicy, fatty, and acidic foods. And think about eating those at least 2 hours before, something like a banana or an apple with peanut butter. avocado toast or maybe some hummus with carrots. And I'll say that there's nothing more embarrassing than being in a yoga class and being at the spot, perhaps it's Shavasana, where it's super quiet, and then having your stomach all of a sudden start making noises and digesting your food. So really think about what you're eating before. Nobody really cares, but it's still embarrassing, right? So think about what you're eating before a yoga practice. And then after, assuming that you've done a class with some asanas and poses, and even if it's not like a really intense kind of power class, even just the regular classes tend to burn a lot of calories and you want to refuel your body afterwards. So consider a 3-to-1 ratio of carbs to protein. And you can think about, you could consider something like Greek yogurt parfait with fruit, nuts, and granola, a quinoa bowl with veggies, tofu, and legumes, or my personal favorite, a smoothie, something like with frozen blueberries, banana, mint, and kefir is a nice little blend. I also like Daily Harvest. I get a box of Daily Harvest smoothies sent to me every month. I really love those. So lots and lots of good stuff in their smoothies. And some foods that a list that I found on healthline.com. It's just some good fuel foods: fruits, apple, banana, orange, watermelon, strawberries, avocado, vegetables such as kale, spinach, sweet potato, beets, grains, oats, brown rice, seeds, quinoa, flax, nuts, almonds, legumes, chickpeas, kidney beans, black beans, soybeans, edamame. I had some edamame with my lunch today and so good, so good. So just kind of rattling off a list of, not an exhaustive list, but a list of some foods that will help fuel the body and will definitely, when the body is fueled properly, the mind tends to follow as well. Another key thing to think about is always stay hydrated. This is one that really can play a role in the body feeling good and the mind feeling good as well. So I like to think about it as drinking half your body weight in ounces of water. So for example, if you weigh 150 pounds, drink at least 75 ounces of water each day. And this amount definitely varies depending on your exercise amounts as well. I like Daily Harvest smoothies, and adding coconut water really ups the hydration level too. So that's a great one to stay hydrated. And in all of these talks about, you know, food for fuel and food for mood, you really, in order to have healthy eating habits, it doesn't just happen. They take a lot of attention to detail. So in order to feel successful, it's important to plan, prepare, and have a purpose. So planning means that you're going to write down a meal plan, you're going to create a shopping list, you're going to find the time to do the shopping, and you're going to stick to it. And preparing means this doing the shopping, finding the time to do the shopping. Maybe you're even going to cut up some fruits and vegetables for snacking throughout the week. Maybe on Sundays you grill some extra chicken and cut it up for lunches as well. So anything that you can think about to really prepare yourself for, you end up getting decision fatigue, you end up getting just tired, especially at the end of the day when it comes to dinner time. So really do yourself a huge favor and prepare ahead of time so that you don't really have to think too much. And have a purpose. Know your why for healthy eating, because really nothing derails people more than when they don't really have a reason for why they're doing something. It's so easy to fall off track when it's just like, oh, well, what difference does it really make? Know your why for being healthy. Is it that you need more energy? Is it that, you know, you're feeling kind of depressed and you need, you know, those foods for mood to be a little bit more uplifted? Really know your purpose. Or is it in for the long run? Maybe there's some health issues that you need to stay in front of, right? So know your why. Have a purpose for having this plan. It will help you make the time to prepare. Have a purpose. Always, always, always have a purpose. Have a why for everything that you do. Some healthy eating shortcuts that I like. I already mentioned Daily Harvest for those smoothies. They also have Harvest Bowls, and they have a variety of other options as well. I just happen to grab their smoothies and absolutely love them. Blue Apron has been a godsend for me just to add some variety into what we eat, because you know, I tend to be a little boring and do the same things over and over again. So Blue Apron really helps me kind of spice up a few meals each week. They, you know, you do have to do the work of it. You still do all the cooking and such, but at least they take the shopping out of it for you. So you just choose your recipes. I choose three, and then they send you all the really great produce and really great everything, all the things for whatever the recipes, and you can get specific with dietary needs in there as well. I love Instacart to help out, especially during this pandemic. It's been super helpful. I like to have the staples that I get every week. Those are already in there. Then add in the extras that are needed. It just makes it super simple and easy. I even go pick it up myself. Some cookbooks to consider. I, like I said, went down a bit of a rabbit hole with Food Babe, and oh my goodness, it's just so interesting, so fascinating, and it really kind of leads you to want to eat more whole, real foods. I grabbed a copy of Food Babe Kitchen by Vani Hari and absolutely like super excited to make some of those recipes. The Everyday Ayurveda Cookbook by Kate O'Donnell is one that I've grabbed. If you want to get a better understanding of that Ayurvedic diet. Oh my gosh, a resource that I came across. I'm gonna date myself here, and I am over 40. So if you did not already know that, yes, this is true. And I did on Daily Om, I did a little workshop called What to Eat Over 40. And that was fascinating as well, with some ideas on what to eat for all kinds of things, you know, just to maintain blood sugar, which helps, you know, maintain your fuel and your feelings as well. So yeah, that was fascinating. I really enjoyed learning how to eat from that little, I guess you'd call it a workshop. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, just a few little things to that I love to share with you. So to recap here, we've been speaking about this idea of food for feelings and fuel, focusing in on the word saucha, cleanliness. So making sure we thinking about mindful eating, food for mood, looking at that list of mood foods. Obviously, we're here to talk about all things yoga and mindfulness. So this idea of yogic eating, this Ayurvedic diet. And then as we're looking at saucha and being as clean as possible, focusing in on the Dirty Dozen, make sure we're getting the organic option of those items, what to eat before and after a yoga practice, the list of foods that are good for fueling the body, and as always, staying hydrated. Like we said, let's end with this. Healthy eating habits require a plan, require us to prepare, and require us to know our purpose. So I hope that this has been helpful. I hope that you will consider your food intake really fueling the mind, body, and spirit. And next month, I will be coming at you with what I call my March. And I'm not talking about me, I'm talking about you too. And it's just a whole month of focusing in on how self-care is not selfish. So get excited for that. And if you want to stay connected, please check in on the Feelings Fitness Facebook page, the Feelings Fitness Instagram page. And if you want to shoot me an email, Suzanne, Suzanne, at feelingsfitness.com. And if you want to be on that little newsletter to get the heads up when a new podcast is dropping, make sure you just pop opt-in into the subject line and send me a little email, and I will get you added to the list. But that's all for now. I hope it's helpful. I hope you get out there and use whole foods, real foods to fuel your mind, body, and spirit. And with that, feel fit, mind, body, and spirit.